Hello and welcome. I'm June Sims with As It Is. Today, we turn up the laughter with the King of Old Trafford, a show starring an Indian comedian in South Africa. But first, we hear about the continuing controversy surrounding a recent trip to Cuba by one of the United States' most famous music couples. American lawmakers have criticized pop star Beyoncé and her husband, rapper Jay-Z, for making a trip to Cuba to celebrate their wedding anniversary. Mario Ritter has the story. Can't you see the
glow on the window pane? Beyoncé and Jay-Z celebrated their 5 years of marriage with a trip to Cuba 2 weeks ago. Large crowds of people greeted them as they walked hand in hand through Havana, the Cuban capital. Trade restrictions bar Americans from visiting Cuba for tourism purposes, but President Obama has eased restrictions on travel to the island for academic, religious, or cultural exchanges. The United States Treasury Department is responsible for approving such travel. The Treasury Department released a statement following criticism of the trip. It said Beyoncé and Jay-Z had gone to Cuba as part of an education exchange trip organized by another group. Republican Party lawmakers have questioned why the trip was approved. One of them was Marco Rubio of Florida. He called on the Obama administration to explain how trips like these are permitted under American law. Cuban-born Representative Ileana Ross-Leighton also condemned the trip. In her words, if the activities undertaken by Beyoncé and Jay-Z are classified as an educational exchange trip, then it is clear that the Obama administration is not serious about denying the Castro regime an economic lifeline that U.S. tourism will extend to it. The rapper released what he called an open letter condemning the condemnation of the trip. Thousands of United States citizens visit Cuba every year without official permission. In this case, the publicity that resulted from Beyoncé and Jay-Z's visit to Cuba may be what led to the request for an investigation into their trip. I'm Mario Ritter.
This is As It Is. I'm June Sims in Washington. A thin man with light facial hair runs to the center of a theater stage. He is wearing skin-tight white shorts, a bright red football shirt, black socks, and dirty white running shoes. Music from the 1970s movie Rocky plays from a loudspeaker. He sits down in an old chair. The chair is perfectly positioned in front of a television where he can watch his favorite team, Manchester United. As he drinks beer and smokes cigarettes, the man shouts at the television, "Glory, glory, Man United! Come on, you Red Devils!" As the imaginary game continues, the man known as Ricky looks back on his career as Durban's biggest Charo United fan. Charo is a slang word often used to describe South Africans of Indian ethnicity in Durban.
Ricky is a hard-drinking, 100% pure United through and through. He will die with this team.
That is the voice of Davesh Govender, a comedian based in Durban. He calls himself a die-hard Manchester United supporter. He created the character Ricky. His love for United started as a young boy when he would visit a family of cousins in Durban.
In that house, you either support United or you keep your mouth shut. When the game was on, I'd walk in and there's my uncle and my cousins and all, you know, drinking the beers and the brandy and watching the game and shouting at these guys.
Ricky and a few other characters gather at a Durban pub. The business is named Old Trafford after Manchester United's home field in Manchester, England. In this imaginary world, Davesh Govender makes fun of the many South African Indians who are big supporters of Manchester United. He calls their love for the team Man United Mania in his performance called The King of Old Trafford.
If the end of the world happens and United happen to be playing, they won't notice it. It's that extreme fanaticism that I was trying to encapsulate with Ricky.
The show is filled with different personalities, each acted out by Davesh Govender. And arguably the funniest part of the show, armed robbers enter the Old Trafford bar. The character Rajan describes the incident in language rich with South African Indian slang and in a larger-than-life Indian accent.
This machine gunner, he pulled a trigger, he shoot a hole in the ceiling. Next thing, all the brass on the ground, face down. Hey, and then these robbers, they're moving through. And they're gripping everything they can find, man. Wallets, watches, cell phones, chains. And all the brass now, you know, we're scared. All the brass. Except Ricky.
Then, one of the men stands in front of the television, blocking Ricky's view. Ricky kicks him as hard as he can.
Water! This all flies across the room onto the pool table. What? 8-ball, corner pocket. Ricky, sit down. He shouted Silver to bring him another beer. Meanwhile, Silver's crawling in the corner, praying these dogs don't kill everyone.
Another robber then turns off the television, depriving Ricky of his beloved Manchester United team.
Ricky gets super red. He gets up. He takes us all one time with a kung fu kick. Wah-ha! Those all fly straight out of Old Trafford into the car park.
Davesh Govender is not sure why South Africans of Indian ancestry love Manchester United so much, but he has a theory.
It may not be true or not, but I think Indians like to back winners. And United is quite a successful club.
Not all South African Indians like the funny man's sense of humor. But he says, what kind of human beings are we if we can't laugh at ourselves? That's all for As It Is. I'm June Sims. Thanks for spending time with us today.